And there's these moments, these lines drawn in the sand. All the training, all the preparation, it's over. If you don't know, now is one of those moments. Meijer is closed. Amazon has stopped delivering. All your training, all of your preparation, it should be over. Yes, you can still go home and wrap that one last gift. But if you run out of tape, wow. Man, when did it start for you this Christmas? When did you start preparing? When were you allowed to? I was at the mall 48 hours ago. There was this group of college boys. For them, all of the training, all of the preparation, it started at that moment. Not necessarily the wisest, but I was there with them. Solidarity. You know, for some of you, it was that Thanksgiving Day parade right in front of Macy's. You couldn't put an ornament up until that point, but as soon as the parade ended with Santa, the ornaments started going up. Who's there, just out of curiosity? Who's the wait till Thanksgiving? Okay, three of you. Then the rest of you are like me. When it's still warm is the best time to put those lights up outside. So on August, you find those special deals. Anybody else there? In the church world, we have to start way, way, way long ago. So in October, we bring out the tree, and our staff gathers around it, and we try to stir up the Christmas spirit so that we can start developing songs and texts and Advent series. And this year, we went around, and we shared as a staff our favorite Christmas memories, what we remembered about childhood Christmases, what we remembered about Christmas Eve services. And Elon, our director of programming, he said the best line. He said, "Christmas Eve, when I was just a little boy, I loved Silent Night, and I couldn't wait to hold the candle. But then when I got the fire, I was afraid of it." Man, the minute he said that, the minute he said that, it brought me back, oddly, to the strangest place, to that place of being a father for the very first time. See, it was the same way. There's a word for this, by the way. The word is awe. The word awe, I looked it up in the dictionary. Okay, I lied. I looked it up on Google. Awe is defined this way: reverential respect mixed with dread and wonder. I remember that first night, my wife, exhausted, holding my daughter to my chest, and I was filled with awe. There was a reverence to that, and there was a dread. Not just the dread of she's going to grow up and start dating and I'm going to have to fend boys off, but the dread of what if I'm not holding her right? What if I dropped her? I've got this responsibility now that rests on my shoulders. How do I do this right? Are there any parents that are with me on that? Yeah. I'm amazed how many of us, we still struggle with that as parents. We're like, am I doing this parenting thing right? Have I dropped them one too many times? Not physically. You only do that once, and then you realize, wow, they're resilient. They bounce and everything. You know Joseph and Mary were the same way. You know they were. You know Joe, he knew how to work with stone. I believe he was a stone worker, not a carpenter, but that's my own bias. He knew how to do that, but when he picked Jesus up for that first time, he knew what he held. I mean, there's that song, "Mary, Did You Know?" And she did. If you just read scripture, she knew that that baby that she was holding, that he'd grow up and he'd die for the sins of all of us. But I liked the way Elon said it. I wanted that candle, but then I was afraid to hold it. I'm amazed how many of us, if you don't know, all the lights in the church, they represent the light of Christ. The light in the darkness, that light that they read about in Scripture, the light that became the light of the world. See, all the lights in the church remind us of that. And the question that we want to put on tonight, if you were to go to the website and look, the sermon's titled, How to Hold the Light. And it's really just a two-point sermon. Number one, realize you got the light. That light of Christ, it shines in you. If you don't believe me, that was Jesus' words. The first sermon Jesus ever preached was sometimes called the Sermon on the Mount. You find it in Matthew 5. But this is what Jesus looked at a group of people. They gathered up right by the Sea of Galilee. There was this little natural amphitheater, and Jesus crawled up there so people could hear. It's now a pineapple grove, and they've got some bananas growing. And he sat right there, and he preached this sermon, and he told them that they were blessed. But check what Jesus said to this crowd of fishermen, this crowd of people with heartbreak, this crowd of people who were rejoicing. He said to them, Jesus, who John tells us was God in the flesh, light of the world. Jesus looks at the crowd gathered and he says, and you can look it up because some of you are going to not believe me when I say this. He looks at them and in Matthew 5, Jesus says, y'all are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Likewise, when people light a lamp, they don't cover it up and put it under a bowl, but they put it on a lampstand so that it shines for everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before people so that they may see the good things you do and praise your Father in heaven. The first thing to remember this Christmas is you are the light. I thought about evangelism a lot lately. And I wonder what would happen if those of you that are here tonight that are Christians just started pointing that out to other people. See, when somebody loves like Jesus, what happens when you point that out? Man, what you just did was holy. What you just did was sacred. What you just did was Christ-like. It's amazing. Start doing it. It really messes with people, especially people that aren't Christians, because they're like, yeah, but I don't believe any of that. And then you can just say, well, then stop doing it. Because, right, when somebody loves like Jesus, let's just call it what it is. And by the way, this is a super easy way to make it through the holidays with that uncle that you're dreading spending the rest of the evening with. Okay, none of you laughed. Does that mean they're sitting there next to you, or you are that uncle? If you're not laughing, there's another congregation that is. Right? What happens when you point out that thing that they did that's sacred, that's holy, that's God-pleasing? When they're kind, when they're filled with the fruits of the Spirit. See, that's what Jesus was doing right here. He said, you're the light of the world. He didn't say it because they were perfect. He said it because he saw how he was dwelling in them. Number one, to how to properly hold the light, part A, is realize that you have it, but you also have to Jimmy Fallon this. You all know what that is, right? Jimmy Fallon, he's the host of The Tonight Show. None of you have watched that? Oh, I guess those will be my 11 o'clock service. They'll be watching it and then coming. I loved it. When Jimmy Fallon was assigned The Tonight Show, he got all these mad reviews, but what Jimmy said, it was amazing. He said, I'm just a steward of this show. There were amazing hosts before me, and there will be amazing hosts after me. I'm just going to try to steward what's been given to me. See, that light that you're holding, you don't have it because you deserve it. You don't have it because you're better than the person next to you. You have it because God gave it to you freely, and your job is to steward it. To let it reflect to all those dark places. Does anybody know what tonight is other than Christmas Eve? Saturday night, okay. S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y. No, tonight's the first night of Hanukkah. This very, very rarely happens that Hanukkah and Christmas Eve overlap. If you were to read in the Bible, and I marked it earlier, in John 10, you see that Jesus went up to the festival of Hanukkah. Hanukkah is this time where the Jewish people remember that they got the temple back. And that when they dedicated the temple, that, by the way, is what Hanukkah translates as, they only had enough oil to last for one night, and it took 8 nights to turn olives into olive oil for the lamps. You have to press it once, and then you have to do a second pressing, and then you have to let it go into the lamps, and it took that 8 days. And so they, by faith, lit the candle, and it lasted for 8 nights. Now, if you don't know anything about ancient Judaism, there was a two-party system. Imagine that. Oh, come on. Right? Sometimes when there's a two-party system, one party doesn't like the other party. And so Hillel and Shammai had this great debate. One of them said, what we do to remember Hanukkah is we light all 8 candles and we blow one out each night to realize that the world is getting to be a darker and darker and darker place. Anybody ever feel that way? Yeah. The other rabbi, he argued back. He said, no, we start with one. And each night, we light one more candle to show that that's the way that God works. That little bit of light, that flickering light in the midst of the darkness will keep growing and spreading even when it looks like it's been overcome. That's what it looks like to steward the light. So how do you hold the light? Number one, you realize that you've got it. And you steward it. You don't own it. Number two, you realize what light does. See, when we realize what light does, we stand firm. We hold it and we stand firm. I'm amazed how many people, when they, this is so fun, I get to watch this from a different angle. I teach this every year. I say, okay, when you have the candle, the lit candle, everybody watch closely, because everybody have a candle, by the way. If anybody doesn't, throw a hand up in the air and people will get you one, because this is so fun. We get to actually see this lived out where we sing Silent Night and everybody lights candles. But when you do it, pay close attention. Some of you won't. That's fine. The lit candle, you take the unlit candle too, and you light it that way. And then both the candles have light. Are you with me? How many of us? We are so excited for someone else to have the light that we go at them and it's wax all over the place. Go ahead, look at the chair in front of you. You can see who did that. Right? It's also super fun if you have a little brother sitting next to you. Right? I'm amazed when I watch the spreading of the candle, how many people don't just hold the candle and stand firm. And I'm even more amazed how many people, they live their life that way. They don't just stand firm and trust the light to do what the light's meant to do. You guys have the light. The light does two things. Number one, it brings warmth. That fireplace. I'm just curious, who gathers around the fireplace tomorrow morning? Okay, 3 of you? Man, can you guys come over to my house for Christmas? Because I want to teach you this. We gather around the fireplace and we let the warmth call to us. And that's what Scripture teaches us about God. In Romans, it tells us that it's God's kindness. It's God's warmth that calls us to repentance. I don't know the story that you've been told about God, but the story that I was told is that this baby that was born in a manger loved me. This baby born in a manger forgives me. Not because I did anything to earn it, but long before I was even born, that baby brought that warmth to the world. See, it's warmth and it's light. That light that shines in the darkness, and sometimes it reveals things that we've meant to keep sin hidden for a long, long time. Sometimes it reveals strengths that, man, you didn't even realize you had. But as you hold the light and as you celebrate Christmas, my prayer is that that's what you see, that those broken parts that just need to be sent away, that the light reveals them and that you're freed from that. That to those that need healing, that healing comes, whether that's of your body or your soul or relationships, that those things that need to be broken, addictions and sins, that through the light of the world they're broken. And that as we sing and praise, that we can see that light spread from this place all around. Are you with me? So let's do it. Seriously, light from the unlit candle. I know that there's wax right here. I knew we're going to have to clean it up somewhere, so I was hoping I could just centralize it for later. But as we stand and we sing Silent Night,